We are here at the Pursuit of Maximum Yields Grower event in Collinsville, Illinois. And with me is Dr. Dave Cole, who is with the Virginia Tech. And he just spoke to the group here and had many good points. We're going to hit on a few of them. First of all, Dr. Cole, one of the things you talked about initially, you mentioned the Swiss cheese economy. I wanted you to explain what that was.
Well, basically what you do, you have an agriculture economy. It's kind of in island prosperity and doing extremely well because they're connected with the emerging nations and the BRIC nations that are demanding food, fiber, and fuel. So any agriculture that is connected with that, they've been in a 9-year super cycle, and it's been the best of times, whereas other parts of our economy are kind of suffering. And so it's important to keep an eye on those BRIC nations more than just the U.S. economy in developing your agricultural plans.
Okay, and just to explain, name those BRICS nations.
BRIC nations are Brazil, Russia, India, China, and last year they added South Africa. They're 20% of the world economy, but since the year 2000, 50% of the world's incremental growth. And, of course, they're demanding food, fiber, and fuel, and that's one of the reasons why agriculture is booming.
I wanted you to comment, too, on another thing you said, which was the best crop you can raise is your children.
Absolutely. You know, one of the things, the rural lifestyle and agriculture lifestyle is still alive and well. And one of the things that I've noticed, and I've been a professor, for over, going on 30 years, and boy, you can always tell when you have the agricultural students in class because they have that work ethic. They've seen life and they've seen death. And one of the things is sometimes those value systems that are built on a farm business are very, very critical life skills that you can use in any discipline.
That's so true. Now, another thing you talked about was the convergence of technology and how important that's going to be for agriculture.
Yeah, one of the things that I ask all producers is what's going to be your technology strategy? Because we're going to see the convergence of biotechnology, engineering technology, and information technology. They're all going to come together and accelerate probably from 2015 to 2020, not only here in the United States, but around the world. And so critical to stay one step ahead of the game plan is to basically say what's going to be your technology strategy.
You talked about black swans. So what are those?
Black swans are unusual events, just like there's very few black swans in the world. What happens is it's unusual events that kind of turn us upside down. And, for example, 2012, a black swan we've got to watch for is oil prices. If something should happen in the Straits of Hormuz next to Iran, you know, we could see $200 barrel oil and $6 diesel fuel and gasoline. Now, small probability, but one of the things is your business has to be prepared for those types of shocks. And the businesses that are prepared, they actually capitalize on the opportunity. The ones that don't, they get taken out of business.
Now, you also talked about the 8-5-3 rule. What is that?
8-5-3 rule is very, very simple. It's global economics down to your kitchen table. If you happen to see the BRIC nations, Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa, growing at an 8% growth rate, then commodity prices are going to do fairly well, everything else being equal. Should they go back to 5%, then that'll take 20% off commodity prices, corn, soybeans, etc. But it also takes it off oil, steel, and copper. But the problem is the prices received come down faster than the input costs, so it can create margin compression. If they go to a 3% growth rate, Katie, bar the door, because if they stay there for a long period of time, that would be the collapse of commodities, okay?
Right. Well, as an economist, I know you find economics very interesting, but some of us don't. And you mentioned a couple of times that you may not be interested in global macroeconomics, but it's interested in you.
Yeah.
Explain that.
Well, you know, it's the whole thing. Global economics from a macro standpoint can be very confusing and different things. And you got to think globally, but bring it down to your kitchen table. Because if you think about it, these producers, the agribusinesses that are represented in this room, what happens in China, what happens in Europe, what happens in the Straits of Hormuz is either going to impact their margins or it's going to impact their balance sheet as wealth. And so, again, thinking globally, bringing it down locally is going to be very, very important. And one of the things, as I travel the world, I will put a knock on U.S. producers. They think too much U.S. rather than thinking globally. If I go to Canada, Australia, Europe, they know what's going on in global economics.
Good point. Now, we talked a little bit about the 9-year super cycle, but and the game-changing aspect of this. You mentioned two important factors that have contributed to this super cycle, exports and ethanol. Talk a little bit about both those.
Yeah, you know, if you think about ethanol, 6% of our corn crop, now it's 33, 37, depending on whose figures. That's been a game changer, and a lot of us didn't see it coming, and it's been a big boom for us. Second thing has been the Federal Reserve, and Mr. Bernanke and Mr. Greenspan before Mr. Bernanke have purposely kept the dollar low in value compared to other currencies. Of course, this encourages export markets, and again, that Fed policy, Federal Reserve policy, has basically created an opportunity for agriculture to export into these growing nations. So those two things have been major, major game changers, and it's going to be interesting to see if they are sustainable.
Expand a little bit more on the ethanol aspect and the fact that we do get a lot of pushback, especially from livestock producers, and really how important this is, even for them.
Well, you know, it is, and I speak to a lot of Chamber of Commerce Rotary Club groups in urban areas, and if I mention the word ethanol, they start staring at me in mean looks, and even some of the livestock producers. But the whole thing is, it's part of our national energy, national security type of program. And one of the other elements is, you know, a lot of people say, well, why don't we import it from Brazil? Well, Brazil's using all their sugar-based ethanol. And then there's high demand for sugar throughout the world because India and China have just surpassed the U.S. per capita in sugar use. And so the whole element of ethanol, it's all interconnected throughout the world, and a lot of people don't realize that.
That whole connectivity thing. But also, you talked about the top challenges to agriculture in the next 5 years. What are some of those?
Yeah, some of the top challenges is profits. In other words, they're going to have to manage their profits really well. It used to be, you know, agriculture was asset-rich, cash-flow poor. Now they're asset-rich, cash-flow rich. And boy, using those profits and allocating those and building their financial parachute in financial working capital and liquidity in case the cycle changes is going to be very critical, not only for the downtimes, but positioning for the next opportunity. The other element is the whole idea of transition management. If you really look at it, 50-60% of agriculture will be transitioning from one generation to the next generation. It's making sure that some of the youngsters that are in this room right here have the mental capabilities to be able to operate that farm from a technology standpoint, from a business standpoint, from a marketing standpoint, but also from a global standpoint, understanding, you know, some of these marketplace changes. Those are going to be very, very critical. And I'm, you can tell, bullish on American agriculture, but she's going to have some of her hiccups as well.
Now, why is what they're doing, what the GrowMark and the FS system are doing here with this Pursuit of Maximum Yields program, why is that so important for the future?
It's very, very critical. As I told the producers in this group, having your advisory team is so, so critical because, you know, if you're an agriculture producer, sometimes you're isolated. Yeah, you're connected with the Twitter and the tweeter and all that, but sometimes you have to come together face to face. And you have to depend on that crop consultant. You have to depend on that business consultant and bringing them together. In conferences like this, I often tell producers you've got to have a lifelong learning type of attitude. And conferences like this not only help you become more informed, helps you connect, but also helps you to network with other positive, lifelong type of learners. So conferences like this, I call it edu-marketing. We market, but we educate while we market.
Thank you very much. Dr. Dave Cole here at the In Pursuit of Maximum Yields Grower event in Illinois. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.